A powerful earthquake struck a huge swath of southern and central Mexico yesterday. At least 5 people were killed. The quake hit mid-morning, and despite its punch in the wide area affected, damage was surprisingly moderate. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports from Mexico City.
The quake was centered in the southern state of Oaxaca, near the Pacific Coast resort of Huatulco.
Temblor muy fuerte en Huatulco, super fuerte que hizo que todos nuestros anaqueles.
A supermarket worker in the beach town posted video to Twitter as he walked down the aisle strewn with items thrown from shelves and toppled display cases.
Estuvo muy mal.
It was really bad, he says. Landslides blocked a major highway, several building facades cracked, and walls toppled. The U.S. Geological Survey put the magnitude at 7.4 and said the quake was felt by nearly 50 million people in 8 Mexican states and Guatemala. In Mexico City, hundreds of miles away, seismic alarms went off more than a minute before the shaking started here.
Nos dio tiempo perfecto.
It gave us the perfect amount of time to get out into the street, said 32-year-old Sonia Rubio, who ran down the stairs from the 5th floor of her apartment building in the Condesa neighborhood. Her neighbor, 29-year-old Juan Pablo Sanchez, sprinted from the 7th floor.
Oh, you could see the palm trees right there, just waving back and forth. What really scared me was just hearing the buildings just crack.
Helicopters swarmed over the area, surveying for damage. Mexico City's mayor says 32 buildings were affected. This same area was hit hard by a 7.1 quake nearly 3 years ago, which killed 248 people and toppled dozens of buildings. That quake's epicenter was close to the capital, leaving no time for the alarm system's warning.
Adelante, pueden.
The manager at Rubio and Sanchez's apartment building gave the all clear after an initial inspection. Everyone joked this was the most people they've seen in the streets in months. Mexico is still registering thousands of new coronavirus cases and hundreds of deaths daily.
De guardar distancia, de permitir el paso a los departamentos.
Rubio said, for a while we all forgot about keeping our distance from each other, as she put her mask on and headed back into her apartment to continue working from home. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.